Cameron has taken Judy and Jim to two of the homes on their list.
I really want a house that's move-in ready.
And they still haven't found the perfect combination of open floor plan and first floor living that Judy really wants.
Are they serious about this? Am I being punked?
The last house is slightly outside their budget, but has everything they're looking for.
I love the stairs. I love the entry. I love this house.
Will Judy increase the budget to get the home of her dreams? Coming up next on Rich Realtor. At first, it looked as if Louise Harris had passed away peacefully in her sleep. The front door had been locked and her cozy home was intact.
I was actually the last person to speak with her.
But gone were her prized possessions. Her collection of lucky $2 bills, her gold necklace, and her rings.
We know that there was a door open when the killer left the residence.
The only clue to foul play, the underside of a pillow, where a smudge of Harris's magenta lipstick stood out from the polka dots. Across a steep canyon, a ghost floats in the darkness. A phantom in this redwood forest, somewhere in California's vast Santa Cruz County. The astonishingly white tree hovers like an otherworldly apparition, its crown high overhead. This albino redwood is an enigma. Everything about these trees is tinged with mystery. How they survive, how they sometimes appear to thrive. But Zane Moore, a grad student at UC Davis, has made it his mission to find out. Certified safety professional Lance has his work cut out for him with today's chefs.
It's gonna flare up! You gotta do it!
Once he extinguished Tammy's fryer fire and moved Kara's sleeves away from her stove's burners, he thought maybe all would now be well. But when Maxine reaches into the pan to pull boiling potatoes out with her bare hands, it may be time to call in a medical professional. The Roaring Twenties roared loudest and longest on the New York Stock Exchange. Share prices rose to unprecedented heights. The Dow Jones Industrial Average increased sixfold. After prices peaked, economist Irving Fisher proclaimed, stock prices have reached what looks like a permanently high plateau. The epic boom ended in a cataclysmic bust.